It looks like we got hit by, 5,000-pound bomb here.
The National Weather Service says about 150 tornadoes tore through parts of the southern states of Mississippi and Alabama on Wednesday. Alabama's city of Tuscaloosa was one of the hardest hit. Several buildings were flattened, and many city operations are unable to function. Water dripped through the roof of the grocery store Mike Honeysut manages in Tuscaloosa. He watched as it was destroyed.
The power went out and the building started shaking. The windows were shaking and the part of the roof was flying off the building. The windows came into the front and then the wind started blowing stuff off of the shelves.
Honeysut said the tornado was gone 15 or 20 seconds later, but the damage was not, and many people are missing among the rubble. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has deployed 2,000 National Guard troops to assist in search and rescue efforts.
We do have major destruction in the state, especially in North Alabama. We have 131 confirmed fatalities at the present time. We expect that number to rise today. In fact, we're sure it will. There may be as many as half a million to a million people in the state without power.
Governor Bentley also reported the Browns Ferry nuclear power plant in northern Alabama automatically shut down after it lost power to its three units. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the plant's safety systems are operating as needed. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has deployed teams to the region to assist in response efforts after U.S. President Barack Obama declared a state of emergency in Alabama. Governor Bentley says Alabama was as prepared as it could be to face tornadoes with winds averaging 400 to 500 kilometers per hour, and that measure is the most destructive on the Fujita tornado damage scale.
When you have a catastrophic F4 and F5 tornado that hits, there's not much that you can do to change the outcome of that. But we did have a good response from the Weather Bureau, and we've had good response from our EMA. We were prepared.
FEMA Director Craig Fugate says the violent streak of tornadoes that have struck the southern United States in recent weeks is not uncommon.
Actually, what we're seeing is springtime. Unfortunately, many people think of the Oklahoma as a tornado alley and forget that the southeast United States actually has a history of actually longer and more powerful tornadoes that stay on the ground longer.
Severe weather that began Monday also caused dozens of fatalities in Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arkansas, making it the deadliest series of storms to hit the southern U.S. region in four decades. Julianne McKellogg, VOA News, Washington.